Borough workers may walk off the job this afternoon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I went 11 years without a significant pay increase as the price of everything went up.
Doc Killian's a Ford worker in Michigan who went on strike 2 weeks ago when the first three plants were shut down. The union's leader may be about to expand that again.
UAW President Sean Fain expected to announce the plans today after expanding the strike to 38 parts distribution facilities last week. These contracts with the GM, Stellantis, and Ford, they did expire on September 14th.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone. Congress has 40 hours left to work out some government funding. House Republican Michael McCaul tells Fox they may consider a short-term budget.
And then we would have to get this through the Senate by Saturday or the government does shut down.
Some conservatives oppose temporary funding instead of calling for a full budget and 12 bills with spending cuts the Senate opposes. Democratic Congressman Dean Phillip tells Fox if there is a shutdown, it hurts
hundreds of thousands of women and children who rely on support for food, our military not being paid.
There's news after the first House Republican hearing in their impeachment inquiry, Democrats call illegitimate.
The Oversight Committee is producing now an email from an IRS, an email to an IRS official after the IRS was approached for comment about the Hunter Biden tax affairs case by CNN. Quote, producer has an email from Hunter saying he expected all of this, quote, stuff to go away when his dad becomes president. They have now subpoenaed Hunter and James Biden's personal bank records. So far, many, many accusations, but no proof President Biden ever personally profited from the family's business dealings, and none of the witnesses Republicans called have firsthand knowledge of the Biden family's dealings.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House in Tempe, Arizona. The president hit back at who he calls MAGA Republicans.
An extremist movement does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy.
America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt Power Stack battery kit and get a select DeWalt Bear Tool free up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
There have been 2 bombings in Pakistan on a holiday marking the Islam prophet Muhammad's birthday. At least 5 people killed in the second blast outside a mosque where dozens of other people are reportedly trapped in rubble. The first explosion, perhaps a suicide bombing, killed at least 52 people and injured others. Now, in Peru, there's a man under arrest linked to more than 100 bomb threats in the U.S.
Eddie Manuel Nunez Santos is accused of making 150 bomb threats in all, some directed at Jewish institutions during the Rosh Hashanah holiday. The threats were directed at supposed targets in New York City, as well as in Alaska, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Arizona. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York says all of the threats proved to be hoaxes, with 33-year-old Nunez Santos in some cases demanding minors send him sexually explicit photos or he would set off bombs. Nunez Santos is facing 2 felony charges of making threatening interstate communications and perpetrating a hoax. He's also facing counts of attempted sexual exploitation of a child and attempted receipt of child pornography. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Another fentanyl bust in New York City, blocks away from where a 1-year-old died of an overdose in a daycare where the drug was found. In the new bust,
the DEA seizing $1.5 million worth of the deadly drug, weighing about 40 pounds. DEA special agent in charge in New York, Frank Tarantino, says it's a pervasive problem.
Fentanyl is everywhere and everything.
Charged is 42-year-old Juan Gabriel Herrera Vargas, who, agents say, had been using the city's subway system to transport the fentanyl. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise like yesterday. Dow futures are up more than 100 points. In the NFL, they kicked off week 4 of the season last night. The Detroit Lions beat the Green Bay Packers 34-20. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. House Speaker Emmanuel Welch is pushing a bill that would allow his employees to unionize. Under the measure, legislative staffers within the state government will be allowed to collectively bargain through reps of their choosing. Proposal comes after a group of Welch's staffers clearing last year their intention to form a union in efforts to secure higher wages and better benefits. Federal jury is awarding a woman who claims she was sexually assaulted by a counselor incarcerated at a downstate prison more than $19 million. That woman filed a lawsuit against Logan Correctional Center in 2018. She claimed Richard McLeod began assaulting her in 2016 when she was assigned to a housing unit. Illinois Department of Natural Resources reminding the public that the use of drones for hunting not allowed in the state. Unlawful use of drones for hunting could result in enforcement action, including the seizure and forfeiture of unlawfully used equipment. The fall hunting season kicks off Sunday with the opening of archery, deer, and turkey seasons throughout the states. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good Friday morning. It is 7:06. Diane Ducey's in the house.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. Greg Solier and our meteorologist brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, it is Prostate Awareness Month. We're winding down on September, but if you have any health issues, you want to check the, symptoms, I suppose.
Or get them tested.
Yes.
Do all the testing.
And if you're in the higher bracket, at carl.org.
Meteorologist Greg Solier, kind of duck soup out there, my friend. It was kind of...
Had fog.
No, really. It was serious for about 3 miles. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Hope you guys are the same. Yeah, pretty thick out there. Pea soup stuff in some areas. Hoist up and plug in the old foghorn if you are so inclined. Others beginning to kind of mix out the atmosphere. And here the next couple of hours, that'll be a significant improvement. But it's that time of the year. Wet grounds, some low-level moisture, longer nights. That's kind of the soup to nuts, how things play out this time of the year in these fog areas that extend up into southern Wisconsin and south and east all the way down past the Ohio. Out the door this morning, 56 cool degrees, but that's almost typical for a late September morning here in East Central Illinois. 3/16 of a mile of visibility over at Willard and Savoy now. 54 at Rantoul, 1/8 of a mile vis there. 59 at Danville, there at 1/8 of a mile on the run up towards Bloomington Normal. 50 and 1/4 mile visibility. Watch the usual low, cool, cold spots and rural areas here for the next hour or two. But thereafter, a mostly sunny later morning and afternoon, 77. Play hooky degrees with a light northeast to north wind clear tonight. There's some patchy fog, not quite the scope we think tomorrow morning that we have here this morning, a low down to 55. Tomorrow, a little foggy due to start off the day. Then mostly sunny, warm kickoff, 2:30 at West Lafayette, both here and there. 80 in the afternoon with a light east breeze and comfortable humidity. Even a warmer Sunday at 83 and even warmer Monday, Tuesday, up around 85 degrees. Could be a shower here Wednesday to Thursday, then some cooler weather and a sprinkle on Friday. A brief cool off at that matter, but after Wednesday's high of 82, 75 more normal next Thursday, upper 60s next Friday, and another warm spell or two expected as we head through at least the first half of the month of October in a drier pattern as well. For CPT Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, my friend. Thank you, ESPN 93.5. It's Friday. Associate Professor of Political Science. He's at Tarleton State University, the great state of Texas, Dr. Nathaniel Cogley. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Stevie.
We talked to you. It's been a while, but I remember I saw your name. I said, he's good. Mm-hmm. I like that guy. All right, Stevensville, Texas. DOJ ordered Hunter Biden investigators to remove any reference to Joe. I'm sorry. It's laughable. Remove any reference to Joe Biden. Can't say big guy. Can't say anything like that. The government shutting down tomorrow should focus be on anything but maybe keeping things going? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, so this was, we heard back in May and June about an IRS whistleblower at the time known as Agent X. He gave a private testimony to the Ways and Means Committee around June, and then a public testimony came out as Joseph Ziegler in July. He followed up by making 5 affidavits with them. From that point in time up until September, he's got basically 70 points in his affidavits with 70 pieces of corroborating evidence. That's just been made public. So that's what this latest round of news is. And yeah, one of the themes that comes up here is the Department of Justice and the District Attorney, U.S. Attorneys in Delaware, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf, constantly blocking his efforts to follow proper protocol, his efforts to find any connections that may be there, even to Joe Biden. And that one piece of evidence, you know, she wants political figure one, which is Joe Biden, taken out of the warrant. So reading the 70-page affidavit, you know, it's quite insightful. We always knew this smelled funny, but you get to see how Hunter Biden doesn't claim income. He claims loans that he doesn't pay back, and then he doesn't pay that money. And then every effort to investigate this is frustrated by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Delaware.
Well, it'd be the same if, you know, they investigated Trump, because nothing ever comes out on him. So,
well, they're throwing the kitchen sink at him.
Here's the response that I just have from you, according to Karine Jean-Pierre. We should be talking about Trump. All this is right-wing conspiracy from the House, who never does anything. I don't know what to say. If nobody covers it, is it a story?
Well, this is definitely a story. I mean, it's not sure we have the personnel and the system in place to pursue this. But one interesting fact is the Democrats keep saying there's no evidence, and yet we see them actually blocking the evidence gathering process. You know, I mean, warrants are there to gather evidence, and we see them removing Joe Biden from the warrants. So, well, you know, then they claim there's no evidence, and there is evidence, but, you know.
Well, it just seems like we politicized everything we have, and it just like it's one of my top 10 movies of all times, Apollo 13, where Ed Harris says, "What on this spacecraft is good?" I mean, what have we done here, Nathaniel? I don't know where to even go with this. If I think that I can't trust the DOJ, I can't trust the FBI, sure, can't trust the CIA, if I have pertinent information about something bad against them, who do I take it to?
Well, you know, Ziegler took it to the Ways and Means Committee. I mean, the one thing that has benefited from Republicans getting control of the House is the oversight component. We are seeing things come to light. They're certainly not in a position to drive the legislative process, but they certainly are bringing some transparency. So just making this affidavit public, the evidence public. But you're right if you're frustrated, Stevie. We have a federal government on autopilot that doesn't want to be told what to do, and certainly seems to be biased in how they prosecute or don't prosecute cases.
No, I know. It's not equal justice under the law. I thought we're supposed to do that, right? It shouldn't be Republican, Democrat. It should be good, bad, right, wrong.
Yeah, should be, but that's not really how the world operates. I mean, we've grown up in America where not every constitutional clause is followed and not every law is followed. And no, we don't necessarily have perfect justice under the law.
Okay. Where do we go from here? What do you see in the future, Nathaniel Cogley, on the Tab and Stone phone line? We got an election next year. If we go four more years with this kind of policy, it's not going to be any good for us.
Yeah, I'm very nervous about 2024. There's a lot of chips on the table. You know, Donald Trump has this amazing movement, this kind of pro-U.S. citizen agenda. He's the first president in a long time trying to reorient U.S. policy. And the entrenched powers that be in D.C., the elite bureaucrats and their contractors, are showing him that they run the town, you know. And so if we don't have these bottom-up processes to control our government, then we have a top-down system. And so, yeah, I know which side I'm supporting personally, but, you know, I don't know how this is going to play out. It certainly makes me nervous. It seems like a very big election.
Dr. Nathaniel Cogley, a pleasure. Associate Professor of Political Science, Tarleton State University, Stevensville, Texas. Thanks for your time. I enjoy having you on.
Thanks, Stevie.
Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5. It is 7:14. Sports headlines. Should I give you the Cub update?
Well, or should we get the Redbird
recap? I'd say Cub.
Okay.
The Cubs are battling. They lost.
Half game back of Miami now?
Half game back, but the Miami-New York game was suspended, so that's inconclusive, although Miami's had 2-1 in the ninth. So if necessary, they got to resume that in New York City on Monday when the season's over.
Wow.
So they got to go back to New York and play that ninth inning. Get everybody there on the plane. Get all the bats and all.
Are you kidding me?
They couldn't get it in because it was raining too hard last night.
Well, they're expecting 4 inches in New York City.
Well, they could not finish the game in the ninth inning. They suspended that game. So now it's a little in limbo depending on what happens on the weekend. Remember, the Cubs can't tie Miami. They win the tiebreaker against the Cubs. So you have to outright beat them. So Chicago has to go to Milwaukee today and win.
Right.
I mean, that's really the bottom line. The Miami Marlins have to go to Pittsburgh, which hasn't been easy. So I we'll see what happens. But certainly if the Cubs sweep, then just make Miami go back to New York on Monday at least. But the Cubs have to win outright. They can't tie the Marlins. So I'd say it's not looking very good.
I see.
We'll see.
Well, Atlanta on top yesterday, 5-3. Cubs using Kyle Hendricks on the mound in that series that starts up in Milwaukee, and that's a 7-10 start
and Milwaukee,
on US 105.9.
Milwaukee's not close to Atlanta. You just hit the wrong team at the wrong time. Atlanta's a tremendous team. So that's too bad they had to play Atlanta in Atlanta and that they cared enough to try and win. Whatever.
So the Cardinals haven't been bottom of the barrel since 1918.
That's a new experience. Here we go.
With Matt Pauly, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday, under the roof at American Family Field in Milwaukee, the Brewers scored in the first, the third, tacked on another run later, and won 3-0 over Dakota Hudson and the Cardinals.
Yeah, for the Brewers, really, they were able to come up with some leadoff doubles and then driving in those runs. Dakota Hudson gave up some early hits and innings and then would lock in after that, but it was too little too late.
And Corbin Burnes went 4 innings in his tune-up to open up the playoffs next Tuesday. And Julio Teheran came on to get the win over Hudson. And a save for Small, a left-hander who just came back to their roster. Yet the Cardinals got 2 walks and had the tying run at the plate.
Yeah, we've talked about this Cardinals team all season long. Even in a season where they don't have a lot to play for, they don't give up. They come up with plays late, but yesterday they just weren't able to get the run across.
And the Cardinals dropped a 3-0 game back home tonight. The first of three with the Reds. Jake Woodford will be on the mound. We'll be on the air at 6:20.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So we had Chicago White Sox over Arizona 3-1 yesterday. They've got San Diego with a 6:40 start. We have Illinois and Purdue, 2:30 in West Lafayette.
Anybody know anything? Does anybody know anything? I don't know.
We want that Cannon Trophy.
Who's going to win the football game? Because I don't know. I just can't call it.
Beef House is going to be busy.
The win?
The Beef House.
Yeah, that's true. There's that. Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, Climate Action Week starts on Sunday, October 1st. It's Take Your Kid Outside Week. Fishing going on today. The Fresh Ting Hangout. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
We have a Stever for you today.
Good.
Stand by. That's where I give you money. Stand by. We'll give you details next.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff is Saturday, and another round of early to mid-morning areas of fog to contend with, and a dense fog advisory up and in effect across a good chunk of East Central Illinois to roughly 9 this morning. Probably be looking at some fog areas again tomorrow morning, and other than that, no weather issues at all heading into the weekend through the first half of next week. Late summer warmth will play out across the area. Signs of a cooler spell of weather ahead for late next week and into the following weekend. In the meantime, becoming mostly sunny after the bouts of early morning fog, locally dense in some spots, high temperature up near 77, a bit of a northeast to north wind, clear tonight, patchy fog late, low down to 55, some patchy fog early tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm high temperatures here and over at West Lafayette on around 80 degrees on a light east wind. Sunny and warm for the day on Sunday, highs at 83, middle 80s Monday and Tuesday, chance for a shower next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Blue Apron is confirming that it will be sold to food delivery startup Wonder Group. The deal is for $13 a share, and it's valued at $103 million. Wonder's founder is Mark Lorry, who created Jet.com and Diapers.com, and is a former Walmart executive. Cryptocurrency prices are rising, with traders anticipating if there's a U.S. government shutdown, it will make Bitcoin and other digital assets more attractive to investors. The price of Bitcoin has topped $27,000. Nike is holding up better than expected. Wall Street was concerned the company would need to discount its inventory. Nike's earnings top forecast, though, and it sees sales improving, and Nike shares are higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosova, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Yeah, thank you. Chris called, said, turn your lights on. If it's on auto like mine are, you might forget, and you can't see squat
right
at points around the area because the fog. So
those low beams on so people can see you. Yeah. There is a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it's all around us, so you know how to do it. Sometimes it seeing, goes really nice and then goes where to go. Really can go quickly, too. So
Chris is a Unity gal. It's homecoming weekend for us. Zach Gadberry is the coach for Pontiac, and he was on Scott Hamilton's team. Scott Hamilton in his 22nd year as a Unity Rocket football coach. So that parade is at noon today in Tolono.
All righty. Well, we've got Illinois tomorrow, 2:30. And again, it's usually I have a real read, like a feeling. Sometimes they're wrong, of course. I got nothing on the Illini. I just don't know. Remember last year we went up to Wisconsin after that basketball player, former player for the Badgers, ripped us. That was motivating. And then we ended up winning like 34-10, and Paul Chryst lost his job, and the whole thing went upside down in Wisconsin. Yeah. And that was, you just sense, after Indiana, I had a sense of the team. I said, this is a bowl team. We had a crummy loss in Indiana last year, but I just said, these guys are good. I don't have that this year. I just don't know. I think the problem is expectations. I've talked about this before. When you expect stuff, then in your head you're going, well, why did he gain yards on that? That wouldn't happen last year. He was wide open. That wouldn't happen last year. I mean, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
And so our expectations are lofty. And so when you expect a team to get creamed at the line of scrimmage with no gain because I got the law firm, it just... So then you've got that, and you didn't have that last year.
Right.
That's a huge change.
That's right.
We're 2-2. We lost to our undefeated Kansas team. They got to go to Texas. That'll be their barometer. How good are you, Kansas?
Yeah.
You play at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, because Texas pounded Alabama.
Yeah.
So I don't think Kansas is going to be competitive in this game. I don't, but who knows?
maybe Kansas is that good. And then we lost to Penn State, who I think is real, real good. Best Penn State team I've seen in a while. So, I mean, we've had two losses, and our wins haven't been impressive. That's been a problem, too. Oh, we should have creamed them at Toledo. Toledo hasn't lost either. So, and Florida Atlantic was Florida Atlantic. I mean, we gave up a touchdown at the end. It would look better, 30-17, had we scored that. Anyway, so we'll see. I guess it's we'll see. If we beat Purdue tomorrow, yeah. Because then you got a home game, Nebraska, and you're thinking you're probably going to be favored to win that game at home.
That'll be Friday night, October 6th. So that'll have a different feel to it.
So anyway, if you've got an inkling, I don't. I have no idea. Purdue can move the football. Hudson Card. In fact, I got a Brett Bielema clip about their quarterback. Because he's a Texas kid. He transferred. So what about Hudson Card? And they've got some receivers that look a little like Isaiah Williams. So they can move the football. Defensively, they're not very good, but I can't make mistakes. If I don't make mistakes, I can score on them. So what about Hudson Card, Coach?
Well, Hudson is like you mentioned, a very good athlete. He creates, I think the thing that, a quarterback has three basic concepts he's got to be able to do. He's got to be able to throw the ball and be accurate with what he's doing. He's got to be able to create and make plays that are called, but the biggest advantage a quarterback can do is create plays that aren't there, right? And because the way he can run and maybe some read option games in certain areas of the field, he brings a dynamic that is allows you to offensively as a play caller do things, and on the flip side, defensively, you always have to account for him. So, yeah, without a doubt, I think the first two guys, in particular, Toledo, that quarterback presented a whole new set of issues on his athletic ability and the speed. Like I was talking, with their coach afterwards, and he was clocked at, over 22 miles per hour in GPS, which is literally like spoon speed for us, right? Like that shows where he was at a year ago. So every quarterback presents new challenges. I think Hudson is a tremendous competitor. You can see he runs the offense. I know Graham calls the offense through the quarterback's point of view. It's what he's done his entire career, and that's obviously what we'll see on Saturday.
Okay, and you got, former defensive coordinator, Ryan something.
Walter.
Yeah, that's right. and then everybody knows everybody, and I'm sure they've been very focused at Illinois. Some competitive offensive line work during practice. Apparently, there's an offensive lineman that's trying to get qualified here in the next few weeks. He's only 6'5", 345 pounds, so maybe he can help. Okay, that's that. We've got a Stever.
Yes.
It's from Pard's Western Shop
in
Urbana. Who doesn't like going into Pard's with that facade that looks like Matt Dillon was around and Gunsmoke, man?
Yeah, it has a Western feel to it. Of course, it's Pard's Western Shop.
It's an awesome place. You walk in, smell leather. They've got the best boots you'll ever find in your life. Why wouldn't you support a local business like that?
And they're located at 306 North Maple, right off of University.
Or Main. You can go either direction.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on Maple off of Main. Turn on Maple. It just got blocked by development. You used to be able to see it like nothing else from University.
Yeah.
But then they put whatever, they put car washes
car wash.
Or kind of blocked the look.
MTD Bus Barn is in that neighborhood.
Yeah. So what you want to do is go to GhostStever.com. It's available right now. You just click on $50 bills is what I'm throwing out the window here.
Anybody in the equestrian arts knows Pard's the saddles and tack and bits that they have. And that's how they started, I think, back in 1967.
Yeah, back in the 60s.
So the cowboy boots, the hats, my son gets these extra long belts there. He loves that. Of course, the leather smell you walk in. It's delightful.
So $50, just, what you have to do is go spend it within a week and then tell me what you thought of your experience there. Kim might help you. It's the old-fashioned service, which you enjoy, and may I help you?
Yeah, the bell ringy dingy.
May I help you?
Are you looking for anything in particular? Let me walk you over there.
She just said, may I help you? I don't know what to do.
You look over your shoulder
what do I do? What did I? Just looking or something, right? $50 at Pard's. Angie and Mark are terrific. Family-owned business. Pard's in Urbana. $50, handing them out. If you'd like them, go to Stever.com. Go Stever.com. Well, it's Friday. Well, let's call Brother Johnny here.
Okay.
And talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's And the headlines will cover that. So stand by. All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. It is Friday. This is it, man. We're going to talk again in October.
Right.
It's September 29. That means there's 30 days in September. I mean, October starts Sunday.
See you. Oktoberfest is tomorrow in downtown Champaign from 3 to 10.
Don't forget, back in a moment, news, weather, sports, and Johnny next.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The UAW strike against Detroit's automakers set to expand today. We will learn more when union head Sean Fain speaks at 10 a.m. Eastern. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer subpoenas the personal and business bank records for Hunter Biden and James Biden, the president's brother, as part of the impeachment inquiry. Comer on Fox's Hannity.
There's overwhelming evidence that Joe Biden was involved in all of these shady business schemes. That's a problem.
The White House denies any of the allegations. A deluge in parts of the Northeast.
You have travel plans across the I-95 corridor. Today is not the best day for traveling. Rain still to come, 3 to 5 inches in some of these areas from New York up towards Yonkers and south of Hartford, Connecticut.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius recommending increasing the age requirement for mandatory driving tests from 75 to 79. He says the numbers show that seniors are among the safest drivers of any age category. During the pandemic, the Illinois General Assembly passed a measure that temporarily raised the age of driving tests from 75 to 79, change set to expire Sunday. Multiple juveniles facing possible charges following a shooting earlier this month near Booker T. Washington School in Urbana. Say on September 14, officers responded to the 1400 block of Eads Street on reports of shots fired. Good news, nobody hurt. Investigators determined two groups shooting at each other. Illinois Department of Natural Resources reminding the public that use of drones for hunting not allowed. Unlawful use of drones for hunting could result in enforcement action, including the seizure and forfeiture of unlawfully used equipment. The fall hunting season kicks off Sunday, opening up archery, deer, and turkey seasons throughout the state. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday, and some nice weather expected into the weekend and through at least mid-next week with a hint or two of late summertime in the air. There'll be a couple of cold fronts later next week and a downward trend on temperature at that point. No significant moisture ahead the next 7 to 10 days. Some areas of fog, though, get around this morning. Some of that locally dense early on. A mostly sunny late morning and afternoon, though. The high around 77 and a light northeast to north wind. Just some patchy fog areas late night tonight. Otherwise, mostly clear in 55. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, a little fog patch early in the day. High temperatures here and over at West Lafayette at Purdue, up around 80 in the afternoon on a light east wind. Down into the 50s again tomorrow night, sunny, warm at 83 on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, middle 80s with sunshine. Could be a stray shower here Wednesday at 82. Into the 70s and another shower chance for Thursday and a sprinkle on Friday. By late next week, high temperatures just in the upper 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Friday means a lot of football, high school, of course, college, and the NFL. Last night, the Lions had control of the game, 27-3 at half. Packers made it 27-17 before losing 34-17. Johnny,
I think it's 34-20, wasn't it?
34-20. Yeah. I guess they got a field goal.
There we go.
Johnny in New Orleans, what's happening? Did you see any of that? It's on Amazon Prime. I don't think you get Amazon Prime, do you?
Yeah, we got all that stuff now, Steve. But I had those Detroit Lions, and I don't know how to work the TV, but it's there. I just can't get to it.
I tell you what, it's getting to that point. I had the remote to the kids. It's just, oh, come on, man.
No, right. I got it. Yeah, no, that's it.
Brother Greg says, don't forget to plug the Philo garage sale today and tomorrow on Philo. It's that weekend where there's a zillion garage sales. So if you like sailing, you got to come down. And Friday, of course, you get the best pick. And if you're a serious sailor, you don't talk. You work it.
Yeah.
You work it.
That's right.
You're looking for one item, and then you're out of there. You're efficient. I've seen them work. They're amazing. All right.
Yeah, I need some stuff, too. Dog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, so it's homecoming weekend in Unity. You were on the homecoming court at Unity,
that's
Johnny.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, Steve, that's a sore subject because Bowie actually won the king, and I questioned the whole outcome of the election.
Well, exactly. There were voter fraud the back in 1972. It was the fall of 72. Bowie Daly won king of the homecoming court, and I controversy, I thought you beat him. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, you know, Bobby said, how long did it take you to even get over that, John? I go, well, I actually haven't gotten over that. Right. But anyway.
Still haven't.
Well, I haven't gotten over Jeff Clark beating me in pinball. So,
and how old were you then?
No,
I was an adult growing a beard. I was 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
And Jeff Clark could barely hold the flippers.
Right, he must have been 10.
The thing is, I worked at the arcade.
Okay.
Nobody beats me because I had all the red quarters.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, Diane, I was a witness, and Jeff could almost not see over the top of the glass.
Couldn't see over the top.
He just kept doing the flippers. He didn't know where the ball was.
Yeah.
But he just kept hitting the ball. Right. And Steve just pulled the plunger and threw right down the middle. Boom. It would just go right.
Well, and then it was inadvertent trash talk because there's a little boy probably 9 or 10 years old going, you never miss. You'll never miss. You'll never miss. You'll never miss.
I see. Go ahead, Boz.
Yeah. Jeff Clark, one of the most valuable employees ever at AT&T. Jeff Clark.
That's right.
It's Brother Johnny on the phone. So the Chicago Bears are hosting the Denver Broncos, who gave up 70 points last week, and Denver is favored in Chicago. How bad is it for the Bears? Wow.
Well, that's interesting, but they're still betting on Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. I don't know what happened with the 70 points because I didn't watch it, but you got to think the Bears can win that game. But who knows, Steve? How much are they?
It's like 3.5. I mean, I was just stunned because Denver's obviously not very good, and yet the Bears have that. I told you when they were asking Justin Fields about why he's thinking too much, he went, coaching.
Right.
And that, of course, just was like, oh, my God. Then he came back later and says, no, I don't.
Yeah,
it's my fault. It's my fault.
Yeah.
It's all my fault. I mean, somebody got to him and says, you don't do that.
Yeah.
So are they both 0-3 or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, no. Well, who would have won a game there?
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
Did Denver win their first game? Anyway, it's a Bears.
Well, Denver got beat 70-20, right, last week. So, right.
Anyway, it's just what it is. So the Chicago Bears, but the problem is, again, I was telling, I don't have a feel for my Illinois team. We go to Purdue tomorrow, 2:30. It's at Purdue. They're 1-3. Ryan Walters, the former defensive coordinator for Brett Bielema, took the job. Everybody knows everybody.
0-3.
What's that?
They're both 0-3.
Yeah, I know Denver and Chicago. But Purdue's 1-3. Illinois 2-2. I don't have a feel. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win the game. It's a coin.
Well, I don't. I think that's why we're going to go over there. But yeah, we're going to find out. Yeah. I think we can win that game.
I do too.
We're good.
I do too.
We need the defense and the offense to both have good games.
Yeah, right. And you got to really keep the after whistle penalties. We've had a number of those this year, and then we can't turn the ball over. I mean, it's just, and Purdue, of course, their fandom will. Well, you can go. I think we have the quarterback club taking a few buses, so we'll have some fans over there. But anyway, it'll be one of those real pivotal games, I think, as far as the rest of the season. It's an important win if you can get it, and I think we are better, but I can't feel the team. I don't know. I don't know, okay? I just don't know. And our Saints, Johnny, we got a couple of ESPN guys that are on nationally, and they've just been pounding on the Saints and how awful they are to watch, and they didn't mention one word about Derek Carr getting hurt against Green Bay. That was a huge factor in that loss.
No, that was what we would have won had that not happened, although we still had a 17-0 lead. But I will say, Steve, they scored the two. Well, when we got two flags for 67 yards, that's two penalties for 67 yards against us, I was getting up. And then when they scored the two-point conversion, making, what was it, 17-2?
11. 11.
11.
Yeah.
I actually started to walk that one off before it happened because I wanted to clear my head for better memories than what we were just about to see. Because
yeah,
that's from 55 years of watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, you know, I have seen this movie, and I never liked the end of it.
I know it. It's pretty brutal. You kind of sense it was coming. Then we had a 46-yarder take the lead with a minute to go, but a minute was
probably I left. I did not watch any of the last. No. I'm like, you know something? I thought, tell Dick. I said, the Saints can win, Dick. I just need to go now. My partner, I wish the game was, but no, I have to go now.
Yeah. Well, Derek Carr, at least he's kind of week to week, so that's good news. He's not out for
a long time. I'm actually not going to play Sunday because I also have seen the bring him back too early and struggle the whole season. Just forget the next couple of games. I think we can win a game and then bring your quarterback back because – if you don't have the QB in the NFL, you don't have anything.
No, you really don't.
But
really
a 50-50 shot. That's what it is.
Well, so. We'll see. But it's wildly popular. Johnny, would NFL be this popular without gambling?
No, it can't be. But that's a moot point because there is gambling.
Yeah.
And therefore,
that's right.
Therefore, it is extremely popular. And there's so many different ways to gamble on it.
Yeah, I know.
I think the fantasy teams are still pretty hot. You got your pools.
Yep.
And I think the pools bring a lot of viewers because, you know, Stevie, you can put up $50 for the entire season.
Yep.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you bet on bet. You pick all the games for 17 weeks.
Yep.
What is that? $50 divided by 17, $3 a game.
Yep.
And you get to watch all the teams in the league, and you have some stake.
No, that's right. No, it's fun.
You know, and you can win $400 or $500 for crying out loud.
No, it is enjoyable and fun. But if you took that aspect out of it, I just wonder what the NFL. If you took the NFL, no gambling, no beer sales. I wonder what would
right.
Because anyway, Johnny, remember when the Bears played here, you said when the Bears played here, Steve, you're happy to have them, but you'll be really glad when they leave. I've never seen beer consumption like when the Bears were here. It was unbelievable.
Sack of cans.
Neither had the University of Illinois or Champaign-Urbana because we ran out every game. And it didn't matter how much more beer we got.
Crazy.
But, no, seriously, though, I'm looking at the pool, and I'm asking Diane, I'm saying, hey, man, who won that Atlanta-Carolina game? You know, who cares?
Yeah, right, no, exactly.
I'm wondering.
Because you picked
Carolina
them, right.
Carolina was winning 10-7.
Yeah, no, I know. It's amazing. I keep track of all of that stuff. All right, so it's Brother Johnny on the Tammas Towing phone line for this Friday. UAW strike is growing. Here's a worker.
In 04, I bought an Expedition that we built. Right now, because of where I'm stuck at, I can't think of buying what we're building. I'm at $32 an hour when, according to those 11 years, I should be at $51 an hour. It's not just our time, it's about time. I went 11 years without a significant pay increase as the price of everything went up.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know all the issues. I do know they lose me at 32 hours versus 40 hours. They want to cut it to 4-day work weeks. And, I mean, that's kind of what France has done. I don't know what fair pay is. He said 32, that's $64,000 plus the package. Probably $80,000, $90,000 job, which isn't bad, but I don't know. If it's not enough, I guess they got to give more or they're not going to work. So,
well, let me go defend the worker, which is the Expedition is probably $120,000.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And so it's like.
An Expedition, you think it might be $110,000,
$120,000
truck
it's a lot of money. That guy can't buy one. That was his point.
Right.
And by the way, France, okay, they got four-hour work days if you're driving one of the buses in Paris. So that's 16. So we haven't got there yet. But
stressful. It's stressful. Imagine driving to Paris.
It's more than $32 an hour, too.
Yeah.
But it was benefits. But, no, Steve, look. Then you got to pull into a gas pump and put gas in the Expedition.
That's true. It does so run on.
It's and $32 an hour. I got it. I'm going with the laborer on this one. That's amazing. I would have thought that the wages would have kept up with the relative prices, and it really hasn't.
Yeah.
So what are we at? 13,500 on average. That's just an average for the family across the country. Is how much more money we're spending to live than when the day before Trump was handed over to Biden, and now we're down 13.5 and counting. And we got to get control of the economy and do common sense things. But yeah, I don't know. Do you think they're going to shut down the line, or what's going on?
I think they've shut down a number of them. They're expending that whole thing, so more and more get shut down. And then you're supposed to shut the government off by tomorrow midnight. That apparently is a done deal. They're not going to figure it out between now and tomorrow night. So, the
government, and I don't know what that means. They go through and you read what they're not shutting down. It's basically everything but what you'll notice. So, and that's where the government gets creative. So it's actually a positive thing, because I want to see what will they shut down that they don't need but that will make us mad.
Yeah.
That's what they're going
to say. Yeah. And there's money involved, too. Checks to the people, so retirees.
They're not shutting any of that down. Everybody gets their benefits. The Congress gets their paychecks, because you have to pay them to figure it out, Steve.
Yeah. That's a creative way to say, listen, you guys at the Congress and the staff, and nobody gets paid. Why wouldn't we do that? That'd be a good idea.
Now, that's taking a government shutdown a little too far, Steve.
that's probably going to happen. No question. Meanwhile,
but the cars, listen, look at the price of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
You don't have them quite like we do here. Philo has them, but the pickup trucks since COVID have been, through the roof. A new one's $50,000 for a pickup truck, and a used one is but maybe $10,000 more than you thought it would be. And so you can't, it's high. Things are high. But we go on, Steve.
With the CEOs of these companies are making tens of millions of dollars, no question about that. I always thought, good CEOs are huge value. I agree with that. But you get people to probably do it for under tens of millions of dollars, but if that's the going rate.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the guy making 32 and can't buy his own expedition, I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and by the way, that argument just doesn't have any weight when you have Jalen Hurts making $51 million dollars this year. And Aaron Rodgers, $37.5 million, four snaps. So it's all about what deal you make, I guess, Steve, and it doesn't really make sense a lot of times. So.
Yep. And I guess it's if you want to be Brett Bielema making $6 million a year, then go be a head coach, right? I mean, I don't begrudge anybody making what you can
sure.
make.
Sure.
I think Brett should probably ask for a raise, but anyway, that's a whole other story. Yeah. It's $6 million. I wouldn't do it for $6 million. Yeah. Not with the portal.
So, all right. So we'll see what the sports weekend brings with the Illini and Purdue, a virtual toss up by the odds makers. We'll root for the Bears to see if they can win, see if the Saints, if it is Jameis Winston, can beat Tampa. I don't know. It's in the dome. There's still a lot of energy for the Saints, isn't there, down there?
Yeah, if we have Derek Carr, we're a good team. And actually, our backup is good, Jameis Winston. But it comes down to that position. And if you look at the final eight teams the last 3 years, just go back and look at the playoffs, they've all got a quick-footed, very, very good quarterback. Without that, that's like ante in poker.
Yep.
Without an ante, you don't get any cards. So, and you can go around the league and play, and you might win 8, 7, 9, whatever. That you got to have that spot, and we have it with Derek, I think. And if he's playing, we'll probably win. And if he isn't, it's a 50-50 shot.
I mean, Johnny, there are hundreds of thousands of football players out there, and there's probably, what, 10, 12 quarterbacks we could name?
That's interesting.
Man.
Now, there's got to be more, but I'm not sure that the system finds them. Just on mathematics, you would think there's got to be more really good ones. But are we finding them all? And I'm not sure, you get the system in place, and you know how hard it is to change, and I think the way you hype them up in high school and then college and then pro, you just leave people behind. And Tom Brady's a great example. Fourth round, wasn't he?
Yeah, right.
and two guys get hurt, so he gets to play.
Yeah, that's just amazing. You know? It's amazing.
And I just think that you can look at the numbers and say, you know, we're missing some people here because there's got to be more than 10 guys.
Well, and you can see the guys throw the tight spiral, and they're big, and they're, but how do they handle it when these very quick and strong men are trying to knock their head off? I mean,
right.
Under duress like that, I think I could play quarterback if I had a big X on my shirt. Nobody can touch me. And if
it's
nobody...
interesting, too. You make a good point because it should be just as rare to find a 335-pound defensive lineman that could beat me in the 40. But there seems to be plenty of those.
How is that possible? How is that possible? So, we've evolved. I mean, remember the linemen in the old NFL used to be kind of fat. And we've evolved. They had part-time jobs after the season. It's just evolved to a full-time, 24/7 entourage, groomed them since they were five. I mean, it's just phenomenal. The athlete, I can't imagine the leap it is from the college game to the NFL, where everybody is so good.
It's amazing. And those guys drive the need for a really quick quarterback because you cannot block them.
No.
And so they're going to get there. And you can't. The measure of a quarterback is: do you have that first quick step to buy yourself another second?
That's right.
It just boils down to that.
And then, oh, by the way, you have to throw it off balance accurately.
Man, you do, and in a panic, and knowing you might die.
Right. It's a whole different thing, man. All right, Johnny, we appreciate you. Thanks for being on. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you. Go Philo garage sale. That's quite a deal. Yeah. The treasures.
Treasures.
You can't imagine the treasures, Diane.
Probably, probably a Mickey Mantle baseball card out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on.
And
appreciate you.
Do me a favor and go with Mom to a couple and try to stop her from buying very much if you can.
Yeah.
She likes the garage sale.
I'll go over and see if she's home. I'm not sure.
Knickknacks for the stuff. Yeah.
She's got. She does have value. She knows what value is. That's the question. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks.
God bless you. Brother Johnny in New Orleans this morning, Tapman's Toy and Phone Line.
I see that here, September 29th, it's National Coffee Day.
I got some.
I got some, too.
Let's go. How many people don't drink coffee?
Well, and how many people just drink it black? I think Johnny does.
I do both.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean...
Today I got cream and sweetener, stevia.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do. I can take it black.
I can, too.
Yeah. It's a little. But Johnny says it's an acquired taste, Steve. Why don't you acquire it black? Because then it's easier.
Yes,
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
7:52. What's Greg say? Stand by. We'll get the weather next. Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle, Saturday, and some nice weather expected into the weekend and through at least mid next week with a hint or two of late summertime in the air. There'll be a couple of cold fronts later next week and a downward trend on temperature at that point. No significant moisture ahead the next 7 to 10 days. Some areas of fog, though, again around this morning. Some of that locally dense early on. A mostly sunny late morning and afternoon, though, the high around 77 and a light northeast to north wind. Just some patchy fog areas late night tonight. Otherwise, mostly clear in 55. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, a little fog patch early in the day. High temperatures here and over at West Lafayette at Purdue, up around 80 in the afternoon on a light east wind. Down into the 50s again tomorrow night, sunny, warm at 83 on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, middle 80s with sunshine. Could be a stray shower here Wednesday at 82. Into the 70s and another shower chance for Thursday and a sprinkle on Friday. By late next week, high temperatures just in the upper 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ulrich, Greg Soldier.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com. Or call Chuck Ruth.
A biker, a Baptist minister, a Catholic priest, a veteran, and a farmer walk into a trucking company. Sounds like the beginning of a bad joke, doesn't it? Well, it's not. It's the diversification of the driver force at Gale Ferrix Trucking. At GFT, we welcome all qualified Class A CDL holders. So if you have 2 years of experience or less with military service, a clean driving record, and a positive work ethic, we want you to fill one of our three open regional van positions today. You will have every weekend at home and earn the money to enjoy it with our $1,200 weekly gross pay guarantee, in addition to all the other great advantages GFT offers. During the month of September, we are paying a $4,000 sign-on bonus to experienced drivers that want to work for a company that works as hard for them as they work for us. Call 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com. 765-793-7131. Or email timo@gftlog.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Yeah, that's the subject of our Stever. I'm handing out $50 bills. If you want to go to Pards on me, just go to GoStever.com. You'll never buy better boots in the world than at Pards. They are fabulous.
And that's right. And the jeans are awesome. Everything's awesome at Pards.
Pards, and you can get your $50. Just go to GoStever.com. So coming up, we will be talking with a retired Major General. Served 31 years in the U.S. Army. And we're going to talk substance abuse recovery program helping veterans struggling with addiction.
Okay.
I think we leave a lot of veterans behind.
That's right.
Feel bad about that. Okay, the news will be coming up next, and then a whole nother hour to go on the program. It is Friday, September 29. Whatever you do at the end of the month, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. I know Vineyard Church has their Soul Food Family Fest from 11 to 4 tomorrow. Lots of different festivals in the fall weather. It's going to be a great weather weekend, so enjoy.
I mean, it will be, and we don't see any rain, as Greg mentioned, the next 7 days. 7 to 10 days, so harvest should be good. We'll be getting all that, a lot of that done. Those farmers, if they have a crew, they can go. And then the elevator is going to be crowded because all the stuff coming
absolutely
in. Yeah, we do this around here all the time.
I'll be busy with a mom son dance at the high school of St. Thomas Moore after 6:30 tonight.
It'll be fun. News coming up.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscaloosa.